and screamed, "Jesus!" Kate gasped. The bright blue spring sky vanished as a big black 18-wheeler rig jackknifed and careened over the concrete highway barrier, slamming into the driver's side of the car. All Kate could see was a monster, jaws open, ready to devour John and Kevin. Screeching steel pierced the morning air. Metal crushed, lights flashed, and glass shattered. Kate spun back for Kevin, but couldn't reach him. "No," she screamed. "Mom!" Kevin cried. The red Ford pickup truck slammed to a halt 50 yards behind the accident in the far opposite lane. The driver jumped out and ran to the demolished car. He saw a child's red backpack and a man's blue windbreaker on the back seat floor. The driver's side of the car was demolished and replaced by the truck's grill. He saw Kate, unconscious, bleeding, slumped against the passenger side front door. He yanked the handle of her door, but the lock held tight. He tried the rear door. It, too, was locked. He spun around, raced back to his truck, grabbed a tire iron, and sprinted back to the car, braced his feet, pulled the tire iron back, and threw his full weight into a swing, hitting the passenger side rear door. It shattered. He reached in, unlocked the front door, grabbed the door handle again, yanked, and this time the door flew open.